With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The CDC seems to think it's time for fully vaccinated individuals to go maskless and disregard social distancing. But beyond that, how soon will agriculture see the rules relaxed? John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says some rules will take more time to change.
The temporary worker housing side, that was formal rulemaking for that emergency rule, so it will take a little bit longer, is our understanding, to get that language formally adjusted.
And Devaney says the temporary rules are still in place.
You've got the mix of the temporary worker housing rule, which is in force, and then you have those rules that were in place both for agriculture and for other businesses that were a result of an emergency proclamation from the governor.
That, Devaney says, is what they're waiting on.
So if that state of emergency is declared over, those rules would go away, but the temporary worker housing rule would remain in place until it expires or is modified or revoked.
Devaney says it's possible some changes will come this week.
We're anticipating and asking that the state move towards more normalized operations ahead of this harvest so that that aggressive investment in offering vaccination to workers in the community have the payoff of being able to lead more normal lives and do what we all need to do in our businesses.
Devaney says there are likely to still be some provisions beyond the governor's June 30th reopening date. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.